Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So a quarter zip pullover.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I mean, like the one that Amanda's wearing today?
No.
That's a nice sweater.
She's got a nice one, but this one's just the straight green with the yellow Masters logo on it, which is the United States with obviously the pin there at Augusta. And
it's a dark green, or is it the green that you see on TV there?
It's the green of the jacket.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. It's that green. Okay.
It's that green. And see, look at this, Al, just so you could see this. You see this site? Look at this. Quarter zip pullover. $210.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it costs.
$210?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
For a quarter zip pullover?
Don't do that.
I mean, you got a big birthday coming up.
All I want you guys to do is just send $60 each to my foundation for my virtual 60-mile bike ride.
Okay, do that.
Can you do that? And we'll call it even, okay?
I can do that.
Thank you. That's all you have to do. And a lot of people have been doing that, and it's very nice. But I have to go ride 60 miles because on April 17th, my birthday, is our bike to breathe. Normally, we would have the run to breathe in the park, but that's been canceled.
Yeah.
So now we're asking people to do, you know, bike to breathe, run to breathe, do your own 5K, ride your bike. And then my man, Michael Caruso Davis, basically challenged me to do 60 miles on my bike. And now this is a kid who's 18. He's got CF. He's training for the half Ironman.
Incredible.
And he has a fractured fibula.
Really?
And he's on his Peloton working, or his stationary bike working, and he sends me a video challenging me to do these 60 miles.
Yeah, you can't say no to that.
So I hope I got weather like today and I can go out and do it. If it's not, then I'm going to end up doing it on the Peloton. So.
Okay. All right. Very good.
But I promised him, I said, he's still working out for the half Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
Ironman.
I know.
That's 18-year-old with cystic fibrosis.
With a broken leg right now.
Right. Exactly. And he's still training and he's challenging me.
Wow. And you're going to do it. You're going to meet that challenge.
Well, I'm gonna have a heart attack in the middle of it. I mean, I got up to about 15 miles now. I've been going pretty good now for the last month. It's been nice out, so I've been able to get out on the street. This Westside Highway over here is nuts.
Yeah, not great,
but it's a little crowded.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm getting there.
So
10 days.
You said again, Boomer Esiason Foundation.
Yeah, it's Esiason.org. Team Boomer.
Esiason.org.
Yeah, or TeamBoomer.org. You'll see it.
All right. Team Boomer.
Right. So, and I'm just, if you want to, like, that's all I would ever want for a gift. I don't want any gifts because I got enough stuff. I don't need any more stuff.
So,
I know you guys care, and I know you guys support Gunner, and you love Gunner, and you love the whole thing, so I appreciate
it. Oh, absolutely. So, if you go to TeamBoomer.org, the donate is right there. Boomer's birthday coming up, 60th birthday on April 17th. And if you want to and can, $60 for Boomer's 60th birthday.
I thought it was going to be, you know, like maybe I'd do like 6 miles or something. Or
that you're doing 60 miles.
This maniac challenges me. So what am I going to do? I'm going to back down.
No.
He challenged me last year to do 50.
And you did it.
I did it.
And we did 40 in the city, and then you also did 50.
Right. And you and I did. How far was that ride that we did last year?
It was 40. It was 40. It ended up being 40. Like just like
no, 30. not the bike tour.
No, I know.
You and I.
Yeah, it was about 40.
That was 40. So you hadn't really ridden your bike much.
I had been on the Peloton a lot, but
right.
I had not been outside on the bike a lot at
that
point.
So that was 20. We both won 20 miles and then 20 miles back.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
mine was like
that far.
30, 38 and a half, I think was what it was.
And
it
was, I was about 41.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I got this.
Yeah, you got it. No problem.
Oof.
You'll do it. I mean, once you hit that 40 mark, you'll know, all right, just 20 more to
go. I'm not worried about that. All I worry about is just where I'm going to do this, and I have like three different places I can do this.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that.
Hey, you are the most in shape, best looking, youngest 60-year-old I've ever seen.
Fit fat.
Fit fat is right.
My friend Lisa, fit fat.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Tyler, who's on Long Island. What's going on, Tyler? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What's happening, Tyler? Are you going to the game today?
No, I wish I was going to the game today. I haven't missed an opening day in about 3 years, honestly, but I'm not going to be going because of all the COVID restrictions. Okay. But I'll be rooting for them, and I'll be watching them at 1 o'clock for sure.
All right, good. All right, great. So what's going on?
Nothing much. I wanted to just mention, I'm not a huge fan of Rojas. I know that last year it was kind of a fill-in year for the Mets and for baseball, honestly, around the league, and they needed somebody to coach the team. Rojas was a good fit, honestly. But I think for this year, it's a new year. I think they just need a little bit of more of a leadership. I think he's a little too timid during the press conferences. He's playing around with the lineup card a little bit too much. I'm not a huge fan, honestly, just because he hasn't really sent, you know, any scandalous photos to any of these reporters. I don't think he deserves to just keep his job. I think they need somebody who can take a little bit more charge and somebody who can create a good culture.
But Tyler, we don't. I mean, here's the thing: Luis Rojas has been in this organization for
ever,
a long time.
Yeah,
the players, by all accounts, love the guy. I have not had an opportunity to sit next to him or talk to him yet. His press conferences to me are fine. They're what you want. You don't want someone freaking out every time. You don't want someone totally comatose. He's fine there. The issues that we've had, we have talked about already. With the bullpen management, obviously the Dom Smith pinch hit situation was a bad one. And I don't even know. And the thing about managers is I don't even know how much control they have. I mean, we talk about messing around with the lineup card. I mean, how much of that is in Luis Rojas' hand?
I just think it's managing the game is ultimately what it comes down to. And if the same reoccurring instances continue to happen, then you realize that you may have a guy that's in over his head. It's one of the reasons why I asked Keith Hernandez, do you think that Luis Rojas is the right guy to manage this team? That's why I asked him that.
Yep.
You know, and he said, we'll see. You know, I mean, and what that tells me is that, you know, yes, he's not been a major league manager other than in last year's truncated season. So now we've already seen a couple of, I believe, mistakes. And the most glaring one was in game one.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that's where you want your manager to have an impact and be aggressive. And I like him. I don't have a problem with his press conferences. I think he's been relatively honest and good. But I still say that when there's an opportunity to make something happen by your decision making, you know, that's how he will be judged moving forward.
Yeah, so last night, that home run to Real Muto, whose fault is it? You know, I mean, it's impossible to answer.
You have a pitching coach, much like you have an offensive coordinator, much like you have a quarterback coach.
Right. You also have a pitcher who needs to execute.
Right. The player has to execute the plan. Now, I don't know what the plan is. I know that they go to great lengths when it comes to matchups and analytics.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact, if Ronnie is saying it on the broadcast, then the Mets coaching staff has got to know that.
You would think.
Means the player's got to know that.
You would think.
So if the player doesn't know that or isn't told that, then that's on you know, the coaching staff, that's on the pitchers, you know, the pitching coach. And, you know, if the manager's out there handing him the ball and the manager knows this and the reason he's bringing him in is because of some analytical measurement or something, he should probably say to him, all right, look, man, now listen, you're pitching to JT Realmuto here. What is he as a first ball, you know, fastball hitter? Do not, you know, groove one over the plate.
Sure.
That would be the message I would think the manager would tell the pitcher.
Yeah, I see. This is why it's so hard.
That's also
to
James
evaluate.
McCann too, the catcher.
Right.
The catcher's got to know that. That's part of his responsibility as the game plan and to know the hitters.
And most of the time, it comes down to the player execution in baseball. Most of the time.
But also a reminder here, a reminder there. You know, I would have coaches in my ear when they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
That would remind you about certain things, certain situations. Hey, watch this blitz. We're in. You know, it's third down. You're inside the red zone and you know, they have a tendency to blitz. It may be coming, so make sure you're aware. And all those things would come across if you had good coaches and good communication. I would hope that when they handed Barnes the ball, that it was like, hey, first ball, fastball hitter, do not groove one.
Yeah, and he put it belt high, outer part of the plate. Ryomoto takes it opposite
field. I'm trying to think, did they show a Luis Rojas reaction shot to that?
I don't remember. I remember the lead up to it and what Ronnie was talking about. I don't know if they went to the dugout. I don't remember.
So if this is why 162 games, cameras everywhere, you're with everybody every day, you may need Barnes to come out of the bullpen today in some situation that they have him mapped out for. And that's why you have to be really careful about your reaction to things.
Sure. Mike in East Haven, Connecticut, quickly. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
All right, Mikey.
Not much. Me and my father are on the way to the game right now.
Awesome.
Got a COVID test. Everything went good. Pumped up. I'm following up on the caller. I kind of agree with him. I'm a longtime Mets fan, and I just think the game one move with Smith, I'm excited. I'm going to the game. I'm going to be open-minded, trust me. But the first game, that move with Dominic Smith, I mean, that boggled my mind right off the rip. I just don't understand the guy that's been in trade talks all winter that we're holding on to, who realistically last year in that small season might have been one of the best hitters in baseball. And, I mean, we're sitting him in game one, regardless of the left.
I mean, do you think that's all on the manager, though? I mean, seriously, especially the first game of the year,
yes.
The way that general managers are so involved.
No. That decision right there, they even said it on the broadcast. Like, you know, listen, I learn a lot from the Met broadcast.
Yeah,
those guys
sure.
are great.
Yeah.
And
enjoy the game, Mike.
You know, and they don't hold it back.
Yeah.
And even Gary said it this time.
Well, Gary loves to just trash the managers when they do something.
Well, he should
like.
Be the manager sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
Well, just let him sit up there and put the manager, you know, give him an earpiece like I have in my ear here in IFB, and then he could just say, you know, I think it's a good time for Dom Smith to, you know, blow the game open right here. I mean, how hard is that?
I know. I do think that we as baseball fans tend to default anger to the manager when it's not always the manager.
But that position. So two things happened here. You had a reliever groove a fastball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Luis Rojas reminded him who he was pitching to. I would think that that's kind of part of the conversation.
Yeah, I guess. But also,
look, there's a lot of things going on in every game for every coach.
I mean, also, you
and
know,
this is why I don't know. I know Rob Sala from him being a defensive coordinator and the people that he's been around and the energy that he has exuded on television, and I'm sure he represented himself very well in the interview process. I have no idea how he's going to manage the game, and only time will tell. We saw how Joe Judge was managing the games last year for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and that's Luis Rojas is still in that. You know, he's essentially now done, what, 63 games?
Yeah. Just about, yeah. That's exactly
what it is. We're just still in the throes of his rookie indoctrination, if you will, of being a manager.
And think about last night, too. Peterson's terrible. He's getting hammered at the beginning of the game. And then also, you have an opportunity in the fourth inning, bases loaded, two out, Michael Conforto strikes out looking. I mean, those are two things that the manager had nothing to do with.
Well, those are on the players. There's no question about that. I also will tell you, and I have to remind you guys, the other team gets paid, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I've heard that before. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
One of the things that has come up over the last couple of years when we're talking about you and your Cincinnati Bengals career is the fact that they're Bengals Ring of Honor. It's probably the only team in the NFL. I even went through this one day. I was like, the Jaguars have a Ring of Honor? The Texans have a Ring of Honor? And they do. They honor players who have been there. And the Bengals, of course, have been around longer than those particular teams. The Panthers, Ring of Honor.
I think we have a virtual Ring of Honor.
Virtual Ring of Honor?
Jeff Hobson, who runs their website, I think put together a virtual Ring of Honor.
Okay. Well,
so what are you telling me?
I'm telling you that for the first time ever in the history of the Cincinnati Bengals.
And who's telling you this?
The Bengals themselves.
Okay.
On Twitter. The
nice.
Verified Bengals Twitter account. There's going to be a Ring of Honor.
Great. Can I guess who's going to be on it?
There are two initial
slam dunks
inductees in the inaugural class of four. Inaugural class of four? I'm only seeing two right now.
Well, there's only two Hall of Famers from the Cincinnati franchise.
I see three on another leaked situation.
They can't even do this right.
Well,
two, three, or four?
I would think Anthony Munoz, I would think Paul Brown.
Okay, well, those are the two pictures that I'm seeing here on this article.
There are two Hall of Famers.
Okay, so there you go.
I'm seeing two others.
Boomer.
No, I see Ken Anderson's name.
Right, and let me think. Let me think who else. Ken Riley.
No.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to think if they're going to go like in some sort of order.
Pac-Man Jones.
No. It's going to be somebody I got to think.
Vontez Burfict.
Not for nothing, Boomer. You were an NFL freaking MVP. How are you not in the first class?
Yeah, I don't make those decisions. I'm just trying to think of
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Isaac Curtis?
No, someone who was on your Super Bowl team.
Reggie Williams?
No.
No?
Boomer?
Nope.
Chris Collinsworth?
Nope.
He was a rookie of the year.
Wasn't an MVP.
Louis Breeden?
No. Now, what I'm looking at are photographs.
Sam Weish?
No. Unless these have been doctored to show where they're putting the names.
Okay.
And they have Tim Crumry.
Jim Crumry, okay.
Crumry?
Tim Crumry.
Crumry.
Tim Crumry.
Is he James Tylon's
cousin? Ichneve Tayon.
You know, I was thinking about Tim, too, because, you know, he was a 10th round draft choice out of Wisconsin. 10th round. And turned out to be, I think he made, I don't know how many Pro Bowls he made. And he was the guy that broke his leg in the Super Bowl and waited for us the entire game in the locker room with his leg fractured.
Unbelievable.
And, I was like, get me to the hospital. Give me some pain medication.
All right, so what I'm seeing here, I'm on official BengalsRingOfHonor.com.
Right.
So Munoz and Paul Brown are officially in.
Okay.
Then it says two more 2021 inductees will be selected by season ticket members.
Oh, okay.
Voting will occur in May and June. So there aren't any other official members right now. So that whole other fakakta thing that Al was talking about with the other two have not been named. But they will vote on it in May and June. So Boomer has a chance to be in the inaugural class of the Bengals Ring of Honor.
Right.
That has never happened until now. Until we shamed them into doing it. Will it be important to you to be in the inaugural class?
I don't really think about too much of that kind of stuff, but
yes.
It would be nice. But if not, eventually I'm assuming I'll get there.
So Cincinnati, this is what you need to know. Boomer will show up to the ceremony if he's in the inaugural class. If he's in the second class, he's not going to go. So think about that when you select. So Munoz, it's got to be Munoz, Paul Brown, you, and Crumry. No?
Well, you got to think. There's Ken Riley was a great player for the Bengals. I got to look back at the lists. You know, Isaac Curtis was before me. Ken Riley was before me. I mean, there are a lot of guys that played out there that had great, you know, Chris Collinsworth was before me, and he was a rookie of the year.
Okay, you were an NFL MVP.
I understand
rookie
that.
Rookie of the year. Give me a break.
Last time I checked, there's only one of those every year.
Yeah. I appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much. You can send your letters of support to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Maybe Collinsworth is getting in for his TV commercials for selling tacos.
Buenos tacos. Buenos tacos, amigos. Do you have that sitting around there already somewhere? I'm sure he's looking for it. In his poncho and sombrero.
And a mustache.
And his fake mustache. Yeah. Great.
JTM Meats. That's what he was doing the commercials for.
JTM's la carne de taco es muy deliciosa. Ya se volte ahora sentir como se estuvieras en México. You see, JTM slowly kettle cooks with the finest meats and just the right seasonings. Then they quick freeze it so you can just heat and eat. Great for parties or when the gang's over to watch the football game. Buenos tacos, amigos.
Now that's ring of honor.
If you just like to eat meat.
Buenos tacos, amigos. All right, Jerry.
It sounds like he could have been on my show, El Dragon.
El Dragon. Buenos tacos, El Dragon.
Well, we got the Masters underway, guys. First round is has begun, as we know. Remember, we were making fun. You thought I made up the name Hudson Swafford.
Yeah.
He's actually right now 2 under par through 7, so you've got that. We'll have live updates through the day, but round one is underway, so that's always exciting. We've got the Mets home opener today, an afternoon game out at Citi Field. First pitch, WCBS 880-105, Mets and Marlins. Taijuan Walker makes the start for New York. Of course, last night, yesterday afternoon, the Phillies beat the Mets 8-2. That was a 4:30 start, went into the early evening. A lot of home runs by Philadelphia. Hoskins, Baum, and Real Muto.
What was that?
It was an out-of-nowhere burp.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah. Totally caught me off guard.
Caught me off guard?
Yeah, sorry.
You didn't hear that, Jerry?
I didn't. I just heard a noise. I didn't know what I was talking.
Sometimes it just happens. I didn't mean for that to happen. I apologize.
It was like when somebody stuffs your toilet up.
Ugh. Here's Michael Conforto. He stunk yesterday. He says, moving on.
We're going to wake up tomorrow back home.
Today.
We'll have a lot of energy, you know, just being that it's opening day at home. You know, we'll get to see the fans back at Citi Field. That'll be awesome.
Yep, after a pandemic season, as we know, Luis Rojas, after the game, will join Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Meantime, Aaron Boone with Carton and Roberts on the Fan today at 5 o'clock. Yankees coming off a 11-inning, 4-3 loss to the Orioles.
What do you think the first questions of their two guests, since they have guests now, what do you think their first questions are to Luis Rojas? I guess it's going to depend on what happens in the game.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But for Aaron Boone.
It's going to be
Judge.
Yes,
right?
Yes, Judge, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be. That's
status of Judge. Question. At some point, though, Evan absolutely will get to his his use of the bullpen.
Yep.
And who's making these decisions about 6 up-downs, and why does the pitch count not matter all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, by the way, it's still early.
It is.
Yes.
Long way to go.
But the point we said the other day is a valid one. 6 innings, 52 pitches. Are you still taking them out because of 6 up-downs? Like, what's happened to this game? I think that's a fair question to ask. Don't you think, Boomster?
I do, yes.
Yankees off today. They'll be in Tampa tomorrow. And hopefully Judge is back. We will find out. Not exactly sure of his status, but listen to Carton and Roberts and you will find out. Basketball-wise, Nets beat the Pelicans 139-111. They got Kevin Durant back after missing 23 games in a couple of months. He was in midseason form, though. He didn't miss. He was perfect on the night with his shot. He was 5-for-5 from the floor, hit a couple of threes, 5-for-5 from the free throw line. So all good. Steve Nash, nice having him back.
Yeah, I think everyone's excited to see him. You know, everyone knows. You know, what a big piece of our team he is.
And that he's not a ghost, and he actually does play. Here was Durant himself. Why has the – you asked this question earlier, G. I found this clip from him. He was asked why they have gelled and why no matter who's in, they have played well.
Yeah, when you got veteran guys that know how to play the game of basketball, you got a coaching staff that most of the guys play and they know how to explain the game in simple terms, I think, you know, that'll help us, you know, going forward, especially with guys being out.
Yeah, well, and that's certainly been standard so far. Here is LaMarcus Aldridge. He had 22 on the night. He was on Yes. He says, KD, looked all right.
It definitely wasn't rusty, man. he just makes the game easier for us all out there. You know, he's very unselfish, you know, takes the shots, you know, just passes the ball around. So, you know, it was just easy for me out there with him.
That's 20 games over 500 now, 36-16. They will play the Lakers on Saturday night. Not exactly the star power that I think ABC had in mind. No LeBron, no Anthony Davis, though, right? He's still out.
No, he's, yeah.
For the Lakers, so they will play on Saturday. As for the Knicks, tough loss in Boston. Once again, they play well. This game tight throughout, but they wind up losing 101-99 to a Celtic team that is starting to play a little bit better. Jaylen Brown, 32 points, 10 boards. Jason Tatum, 25. And Marcus Smart, 14 of his 17, come in the fourth quarter. Here was Coach Thibs. Have to be better on defense. Nothing else to say, especially late.
Obviously, you got to have to challenge the shot, and then you got to get to a body, and then you got to pursue the ball. And so finishing our defense is something that, you know, we have to get back to.
Yeah, Smart hit the go-ahead three right after R.J. Barrett had tied the game with a three. Barrett, 6 of 6 from three-point range. He had 29 points in the loss. It's 5 of 6 for New York. They play the Grizzlies tomorrow night, try to get back on track. Last night, the Grizzlies did beat the Hawks 131-113. The Knicks now 25-27. They're in eighth place in the East, but still with a comfortable lead on 9, or at least more than a couple of games. I think it's 2 in the loss column in terms of the ninth place Pacers. Islanders acquire Travis Zajac and Kyle Palmieri from the Devils. They give up a couple of players. They give up a first round pick in this year's draft and a conditional fourth rounder in next year's draft. And I imagine both guys will be in the lineup tonight when the Islanders play the Flyers. The Devils face the Sabres, and the Rangers look to continue their recent hot string of play when they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Also of note, you had the French Open delaying the start of their tournament because of COVID. We discussed that last hour. And now time for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
This is a lengthy one, but it's a good one because it kind of ties a lot of different things in the 90 seconds. Earlier, the guys were talking about secret signs that people are swingers, and we certainly got an education on this. Turns out that if you put Adirondack chairs on the lawn, hint, swingers in the house. Then a caller mentioned how Chris Russo was a guest with Howard Stern this week and that Doggy's been trying the gummies. Well, the fake Russo chimed in, and everything ties together.
Yeah, hey, listen, I love getting high. Never thought I would. I'm totally into it. Totally. So I started with the edibles, and now I started to experiment a little acid with a little more of the hallucinations. So then also I'm doing some psychedelic mushrooms this week with a neighbor of mine. Played tennis with him. Good guy. So he's going to bring me some mushrooms. And then I'm just going to quickly graduate up the scale till we get to hardcore drugs. So I don't know where you can find heroin these days, but I'll find it. I'll find it somewhere because this is great. I never thought, you know, a guy was a couple glasses of wine at dinner was me. You know, get a little loopy, a couple sheets to the wind, maybe a vodka lemonade here or there. But getting high is great. Nobody told me about this. I mean, I know I saw a bunch of hippies, 70s, growing up, you know, Rollins College down in Florida, walking around like zombies. Look at these guys. But never did I really ask them about what it was like to be high. Now I love it.
I've always thought you were on acid. Anyway.
And so after the edibles and then the psychedelic mushrooms, I'm going to get a couple Adirondack chairs, put them out in the front lawn. We're really going to have some fun. That's a weekend for you.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's a weekend for you right there. Get high, swing with a couple in the neighborhood, New Canaan.
Play some tennis.
Play some tennis. Tennis, shower, get high, have sex with your neighbors.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. Enjoy your Met home opener.
All right, very good.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Do you think that they put both you and Ken Anderson in?
I don't think so. I think they, I would think you'd want to put a defensive player in as well.
Yeah, but the fans are voting on it. Yeah, so if the fans vote on it, doesn't really matter the position, I would guess.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's enough time and enough players, and I've always deferred to Kenny. He was so great to me when I was a rookie in my second year.
Yeah.
And then when I went back there in my last year, he was the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach.
Sure.
So I have nothing but the utmost respect for the way he treated me when I was younger. And the way he treated me when I was older. I had him at both ends of my career, and I was lucky to have him in my life. That's why I do always say that I hope that whoever the Jets sign as a backup quarterback, maybe it's Brian Hoyer, maybe it's, you know, whoever, you know, Alex Smith, I hope they get the right guy for Zach Wilson. Because it's invaluable to have that guy. And you got to have, you know, I also had Turk Schonert there when I got there. Mm. Who was an established backup on the team and a very popular player on the team. And I always the thing that I always remember is just how unselfish they were to me. And they could have been, because I was a jackass. Like, you know, I don't know how else to tell you. I came in angry. I was, you know, was ticked off at the world. And they made me feel at home. And of course, Chris Collinsworth did too. So I have nothing but great things to say about Kenny, and I've always felt that he should be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of those players like Joe Klecko,
yeah,
that is overlooked. You know how Harry Carson felt all those years? That's how Kenny will never say it. Kenny will never argue with the Hall of Fame, and he'll never do anything publicly. But, you know, that's how I feel about Kenny not being in the Hall of Fame. It's the same way that Harry Carson started to feel as the years went by and by and by, and it's going to be too late.
Yeah,
eventually.
I'd love to see both of you guys in that initial class. I think that'd be great. So you, Ken Anderson, Anthony Munoz, Paul Brown.
I was thinking there have been a lot of great offensive linemen, some pretty damn good defensive linemen there, linebackers, you know, defensive backs, Louis Breeden, Kenny Riley.
But think, though.
Wide receivers, Ocho Cinco. You got Corey Dillon. We had a lot of running backs there.
But you and Ken Anderson were both MVPs.
I know. Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton had a great career
there. I understand, but both you and Ken Anderson were MVPs.
I understand that, too. So to me, it's going to be up to the fans. But, you know, if the fans don't vote Kenny Anderson in first, there's something wrong, too.
Well, I'm sure they will. He's a season ticket holder.
He had a 16-year career with the Bengals.
Yeah, all with the Bengals.
All with the Bengals.
Yeah.
So I played 10 years with the Bengals. So, and he was an MVP, and he did complete 70% of his passes in a season before any of this other nonsense has been going on nowadays.
So he has to be in the inaugural class.
He has to be.
It's that last spot that we're debating.
And again, there's probably, 10 or 20 of us that could be guys that could be that guy.
Why did they have to make it 4 in the inaugural class? Why couldn't they make it 6?
Well, I think it's more Mount Rushmore stuff.
Yeah, I guess. You're probably right.
By the way, Dave in Westchester, what's happening?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Gio, congrats on the new house.
Thanks, Dave.
Listen, I just got to say, movers have no shame when it comes to bathroom use. A few years back, moving into a brand new place, the apartment's fully renovated, fixtures are pristine. Yeah, about 20 minutes after the crew gets there, the foreman says, "Is okay, one of my guys use the bathroom?" I don't want to be a bad guy. I say, "Sure, no problem." Next thing I know, kid comes walking in. He's got a tall iced coffee and a copy of the Post. He spends 25 minutes in my brand new bathroom before you even get a shot at it.
here's the difference.
Mover, first crack.
Well, here's the difference, Dave, between you and Gio. You had the guy doing it in your new place. Gio had the guy doing it in his old place.
Allegedly. I mean, I also don't know for a fact if it was one of the movers, but
It's either your mother-in-law or your wife if it's not you.
Yeah, I wasn't there all day, so until way later in the day.
There's no way either one of those two people I just mentioned are just leaving that there without telling you and you walking in and finding it.
Yeah.
I could see one of the movers doing that.
Sure. Yeah, odds are that it was, but they did such a great job, though. I don't want to, listening.
Don't worry about it, guys.
They
it's
did
okay.
such an amazing and, job. And listen, to bring 5 guys to a job and then have one of them go to the bathroom, the odds are pretty good there, too.
But I would just say, if that happens again, guys, just let the owner know so he doesn't have to find it and then, you know, go get a ninja plunger to help him out. Let's see, Anthony in Rhode Island. Anthony, what's happening?
Anthony.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, man, what's going on?
Not much. I heard you guys talking a couple hours ago about, players always getting injured. And just to make it really quick, do you feel that all the sports programs should instate a medical HGH program? Because if everyone's staying out of, injured, then – a lot of people aren't going they're not playing the games. I feel they're losing money. No one's really getting excited about it. I don't know. What do you feel? I'm not really educated on it, so I was just wondering what you guys thought of that.
Well, so first and foremost, HGH is prohibited.
If they
can find it and they can test for it, which supposedly they can, but I don't know how accurate that is. The other thing is, I don't know about the healing properties of it. I've never really thought about it much.
I have, and apparently, if you do small amounts of HGH and are monitored, there's some people who think it's the fountain of youth. There are some people out there. Now, I'm not saying but if you overdo it, and if you have like an underlying condition or something, you don't know what the hell you're doing, it could be bad news for you. But
look, maybe these anti-aging clinics are supporting all this kind of stuff.
They are, yeah.
That's right. So you want to go see a doctor and deal with it legally. I would not take any of it illegal now.
I will. Jeez. Put a little HGH on top of my psychedelic mushroom and let's go. Let's have a Sunday.
But what he did ask, though, was do you think that there should be some sort of legal HGH health clinic to help the players stay on the field?
Yeah.
That's the question.
I mean, I don't know enough about it, but there are proponents out there that are very outspoken.
And I do believe players are still using it. I do.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what the tests are. I think it's a blood test, or used to be, at least.
Well, they have to get your levels, and then they have to compare the levels.
That's right. Compare the levels.
Quickly, Chris in Ocean Gate, New Jersey. Chris, what's happening?
Boomer and Gio, what is
up? Oh, yeah. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, I'm just upset with these Yankees. They can't bunt. They can't field. They can't throw. They strike out all the time. Tony Gwynn struck out in 20 years 400 and something times. These guys strike out all the time.
Fundamentals, man. Fundamentals.
Fundamentals. That's, see, my man Boomer understands.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. It's about the fundamentals of winning a ball game.
Yeah, I mean, you think about
solid defense, move the runners along, do the right thing, be unselfish, don't swing at bad pitches.
Don't
it's
throw
a lot.
Ball into the ground and
well, you can throw a ball into
critical
the
out into end
oh,
the game.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Gleyber Torres, that was not good.
Right, and Gleyber needs to know who he's throwing to over there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, look, I'm throwing to an outfielder that really can't play outfield anymore either.
Fundamentals.
He's here because he's a left-handed stick.
Fundamentals.
Fundamentals, man.
Boomer and Geo.
Kill you if you don't. If you do not execute the fundamentals.
You're not fundamentally sound.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.